This is an Enterprise Times podcast. I'm speaking to Ian MacDonald, Senior Business Analyst at iCabbi. Ian, hello.
Hello.
Can you tell me briefly about iCabbi?
Sure. I guess the easiest thing to do is start at the very start. The business was founded in 2009 as a B2C application or peer-to-peer application in Dublin, in Ireland. And towards the end of that year, we pivoted, as most early-stage companies do, and became a B2B platform for large enterprise taxi companies. We're now the industry leader in cloud-based dispatch systems for taxi companies right across Ireland, the UK, the US and Canada. Particularly over the last 2 years or so, we've seen our business expand from about 120 companies to somewhere in the region of 400 now, and growing all of the time, so it's a really exciting business to be in.
The impression I get is your platform is very flexible in terms of the different service offerings you can offer different firms and how their different business models can adapt. How are taxi firms adopting, and are there any differences between urban and rural companies?
No two taxi companies are the same. No two taxi companies in each city, let alone in each country. They've got a very distributed customer base who book them through lots of different booking channels. There are a lot of peer-to-peer apps out there that have one type of customer. A taxi company has everyone from the app-savvy executive going to the airport on a Monday morning for a business flight to the old lady going to the shop on Tuesday afternoon. The platform has been geared towards servicing multiple different customer types, and the result has been that given its flexibility, we can implement into multiple different fleet types who have a very different customer bases all within the same tool. It's not very much a one-size-fits-all model. It's certainly there to be configured to their specific requirements, and it is important to say that we built the product with our customers. So the first customer came along and with a very customer-centric approach, we built that with them. And then the second, and everyone added value beyond that. To answer the second part of your question, in terms of a difference between rural, I'm not sure, to be honest. The difference is so vast between north of England versus the south of England, Ireland versus the UK. They're completely different markets. We're very lucky to cater to lots of different business types.
We're here at Oracle Open World. Oracle is often seen as a company that caters to large enterprise firms rather than the smaller startup firms that you are. What was your experience?
It's been very positive to date. I guess it depends on how you define enterprise level firms. We collect billions of data points every day from 60,000 drivers right across four markets. So the volume of data that we're crunching every day is quite significant. And the tool that we use to do that needs to be of an enterprise standard in our minds. Choosing Oracle Analytics Cloud Services has been for our data warehousing needs, and then for self-service analytics and dashboards has been very good to date. I can't fault the experience.
Oracle, at part of OpenWorld, they're introducing a lot of machine learning across their whole platform. Are you quite excited by that? What kind of difference is going to make to iCabbi business?
Not going to make a huge amount of difference right now, if I'm honest. We're at an early stage in our journey, our analytical journey. But what is comforting is to know that the company is thinking about that and it's moving in that direction. I think as our volumes of data increase, as the number of markets that we operate in increase, the tool is there for us to grow into. And because we're in the cloud, we buy another CPU, we scale that up, and we go again. There are other products in that suite that we can plug in. So it would be fantastic to be in a situation down the line where we're exploring technologies like that. Thankfully, somebody else is doing the thinking for us in that regard at this point in time.
You mentioned other products. Are you also looking at Oracle Data Services and drawing in extra third-party data at all?
Possibly at a later stage. There are very interesting things like the weather affect our business or our customers' businesses dramatically. Sporting events dramatically affect supply and demand in different cities. And so there is absolutely an appetite to explore that. We're not doing it at the moment, but it's definitely on the horizon.
We heard on stage from Intel about passenger services and the impact they're going to have specifically in autonomous vehicles, but there must also be a potential impact in taxis. What are you looking to develop for your clients in that area?
Autonomous vehicles are a product. They're a piece of hardware. Who operates those is not yet defined, although to some people it may be clear who those operators are going to be. There's absolutely no reason that in the future those autonomous vehicles might not be operated by taxi firms. Why not? In terms of passenger entertainment, I think the important part for us right now is making sure passengers get vehicles in an efficient manner. The entertainment side comes as a secondary for us. Right now, we're just not at that stage. But it's nice to come and see people who are presenting on the art of the possible and what is going to come in the future. We're not there right yet as a business. Arguably others aren't either. But it's exciting to see where the future is going. And we're happy to play our part in that jigsaw.
I think one of the things I saw, not on stage, but as I was thinking, was around concierge services. So a taxi firm may still need a person within their autonomous vehicle but actually they're offering the service as a concierge, almost as a chauffeur type service, rather than just having an empty vehicle which turns up. You actually want a person, especially you used the example earlier with the old woman going shopping, she wants someone to help her with the bags, putting in the car, getting out the car, etc.
Correct, yeah, and to my previous point, taxi companies have lots of different types of customers. As I said, those are the CEOs and the executives going to the airport, but you're right, and so it's fascinating to read about the different business models that can emerge, who's going to be responsible for them, how they're going to integrate into society. There's a lot of challenges ahead to make that a reality, but again, it's a very interesting space to be involved in.
What are you hoping to get out of Oracle World now you're here?
It's great to meet other customers who are leveraging other Oracle services. It's fantastic to hear their experiences, what they're doing, where they're going with the product. It's very interesting to see people who are not necessarily in the same business, but in closely aligned verticals from whom we can learn things from. They've got different KPIs to us. We've got different KPIs to them. So it's a knowledge sharing exercise in a lot of cases. Today has been a very busy day for me, particularly. Tomorrow is a little bit freer. So hopefully get out and explore a little bit of San Francisco, meet a couple of other companies that we're aligned with here in the Bay Area, and then go to some of the talks tomorrow. I'm really interested to see the art of the possible.
Anything particular that interests you?
It's difficult to say at this moment in time. I've heard some interesting stories from Oracle customers about their experience, but I wouldn't want to tread on their toes and share that right here. But it's been very positive so far.
What's been important in your journey with Oracle?
The reason we chose Oracle is to leverage the vast amount of data that we had within our business and about our customers. And the ultimate goal for that is, number one, to improve the product, make ourselves a better business, make good strategic decisions. Number two is provide our customers with self-service analytics so that they can improve their own operations. We're an extremely fast-growing company. Our focus is very much on our core product and building that out, and it has to be. Our customers pay the bills. We're extremely excited about doing that. But we realized that there was a huge amount of value in the data that we collect every day. The challenge is to resource that project would have taken us away from our core mission. And so we had to look somewhere else to get that expertise. And thankfully, our partner Vertus came along and did all the heavy lifting for us, but still delivered the product that we would have built anyway. The difference is they did it in 12 weeks and it would have taken us significantly longer than that. That's what we got out of Oracle. It's not just about the product, but it's about the partner network around that as well. That's been the key for us.
Thank you, Ian.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you.